وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيكم حضرة مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى elevate your status and accept all your خدمات and services for his magnificent and beautiful deen. آمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings he has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah jalla jalaluhu has a special group of angels seeking the circles of dhikr. When they come to them, they surround them. They then send their scout, a special angel, towards the heavens to Allah jalla jalaluhu. They say, O our sustainer, we came upon a group of your servants extolling your bounties, reciting your book, sending salutations to your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and asking you in matters concerning their hereafter and their worldly life. Allah jalla jalaluhu replies, Engulf them with my mercy. They are such companions that even their fellow companions are not deprived. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appeared before us and said, O people, surely Allah jalla jalaluhu has groups from among the angels that descend upon and stand at the assemblies of dhikr. You should therefore graze freely in the gardens of paradise. The companions asked, Where are the gardens of paradise? He replied, The assemblies of dhikr. So spend the morning and evening in the remembrance of Allah jalla jalalu, and remember him within yourselves. He who loves to know his position in the sight of Allah jalla jalaluhu should look at the position of Allah jalla jalaluhu in his sight. For surely Allah jalla jalaluhu bestows a servant with a position in accordance with the position that a person accords to Allah jalla jalaluhu. Subhanallah. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, When you pass by the gardens of paradise, then graze freely. The companions asked, What are the gardens of paradise? He replied, The circles of zikr. Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, What is the booty of the assemblies of zikr? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, The booty of the assemblies of dhikr is paradise. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah jalla jalaluhu shall certainly raise some people on the day of resurrection on whose faces there shall be light and who will be on pulpits of pearls. The people would desire to be in their position. They will neither be prophets nor martyrs. On hearing this, a Bedouin got up on his knees and said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, describe them to us so that we may recognize them. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, They are the ones who love each other for the sake of Allah jalla jalaluhu. They are from different tribes and from different lands. They assemble in order to engage in the remembrance of Allah jalla jalaluhu. Amr ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, To the right of the merciful, and both his hands are right hands, are people who are neither prophets nor martyrs. The illumination on their faces overpowers the sight of those who look at them. The prophets and martyrs desire to be in their position because of their proximity and closeness to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are they? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, they are people from different tribes and different lands, strangers to each other. They assemble to engage in the remembrance of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. They speak pure words, just as a person eating dates looks for the best dates. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates, and Abu Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala testify that they heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, no people gather in order to engage in the remembrance of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu without the angels surrounding them, mercy engulfing them, tranquility descending upon them, and Allah Jalla Jalaluhu mentioning them to those who are with him. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةً أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٌ وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا. Have you not seen how Allah Jalla Jalaluhu set forth a parable? A good word like a good tree, whose root is firmly established and whose branches are in the sky. It produces its fruit in every season by the order of its sustainer. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who amongst the people will be the most fortunate to enjoy your intercession on the day of resurrection? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, O Abu Huraira, I knew that no one would ask me about this before you. The reason for this is that I see you having an extreme desire for hadith. The most fortunate person to enjoy my intercession on the day of resurrection shall be he who says, La ilaha illallah, with sincerity from his heart or his self. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Musa alayhi salam said, O my sustainer, teach me something by which I will remember you and through which I will supplicate to you. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu replied, say, La ilaha illallah. Musa alayhi salam said, O my sustainer, all your servants are saying this. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu said, say, La ilaha illallah. Musa alayhi salam said, I want something that is especially for me. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu said, O Musa, if all the seven heavens and the seven earths were on one pan of the scale, and La ilaha illallah was on the other pan, La ilaha illallah would outweigh them. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most superior form of dhikr is La ilaha illallah, and the most superior supplication is Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Zayd ibn Arqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who says La ilaha illallah with sincerity shall enter paradise. Someone asked, what is its sincerity? He replied that it comes as a barrier between himself and the prohibitions of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Another narration states, from that which Allah Jalla Jalaluhu made unlawful to him. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no person says La ilaha illallah with sincerity without the doors of the heavens being opened till it reaches the throne, provided the major sins are abstained from. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, renew your faith, your iman. He was asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how should we renew our faith? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, repeat the words La ilaha illallah abundantly. Ya'la ibn Shaddad narrates, my father Shaddad ibn Aus narrated to me while Ubadah ibn Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu was present and confirming what he was saying. He, my father, said, we were in the presence of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he asked, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is there an outsider amongst you? He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was referring to the people of the book, the Jews and Christians. We replied, no, O Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then ordered for the doors to be closed. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, raise your hands and say, La ilaha illallah. So we raised our hands for some time. He then said, all praise is due to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. O Allah, you sent me with this statement, this kalima, and you promised me paradise in return. Surely, you do not go back on your promise. He then said, listen, take glad tidings, for Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has certainly forgiven you. Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, I know a statement which if a person says with sincerity of his heart and passes away in that state, he will be made unlawful to the hellfire. It is La ilaha illallah. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the keys to paradise are bearing testimony that there is none worthy of worship except Allah. La ilaha illallah. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has a pillar of light in front of the throne. When a person says, La ilaha illallah, that pillar trembles. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says to it, remain still. It replies, how can I remain still when you have not forgiven the person who said this? La ilaha illallah. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, I have certainly forgiven him. The pillar then remains still. Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no person says La ilaha illallah at any time during the day or night without the evils that are in his record being wiped off till the like thereof of good deeds are recorded therein. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no loneliness in their graves for those who say La ilaha illallah, nor is there any loneliness when they rise up from their graves. It is as though I can see those who say La ilaha illallah dusting the soil of their heads and saying, all praise is due to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, who removed all worry from us. Another narration states, those who say La ilaha illallah will not experience any loneliness at the time of death, nor when they are in the grave. Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, glorification of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu fills half the scale, and praising Allah Jalla Jalaluhu fills it completely. And as for La ilaha illallah, there is no barrier between it and Allah Jalla Jalaluhu till it reaches him. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, should I not inform you of Nuh alayhi salam's advice to his son? He said, O my son, I advise you to do two things, and I prohibit you from two things. I advise you to say La ilaha illallah, because if it is placed in one side of the pan, and the entire heavens and earth are placed on the other side, it would outweigh them. If they were all to encircle it, it would break through them till it reaches Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. He then narrated the rest of the hadith. Al-Hakim Rahimahullah narrated the above with the following exception. I order you to say La ilaha illallah, because if the entire heavens and earth were to be placed on one side of the pan, and La ilaha illallah was placed on the other side, it would outweigh them. If the entire heavens and earth were a circle, and La ilaha illallah was placed on it, it would break through them. And I order you to say, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, glory be to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and praise to him, because it is a prayer of every creation, and it is through it that everything receives sustenance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq of making zikr abundantly, at least in the morning, 100 times, La ilaha illallah. And Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah rahmatullah alayhi would teach us that when you say La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, you say it for a few times and then you say Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then you continue with la ilaha illallah. Spiritual ecstasy at its best. You know, the pivotal kalima of Islam. Make zikr of it morning and night and see our status go up in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.